This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I grew up in the 80s. So in the 80s, there were some iconic figures. You had Michael Jackson. You had Whitney Houston. You had Bill Cosby. You had Michael J. Fox. Ronald Reagan. Gosh, who else was like really, really big? I didn't really watch all those other, you know. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, you had Dallas. You had JR. You had Star Wars. Die Hard was 88. Die Hard came 88. I was already starting to, you know, be older in high school. And MacGyver, yeah, MacGyver. Anyway, so there was a lot going on. And one thing that was just really iconic was Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby with, you know, with Dr. Huxtable, you know, kind of reinforced the fact that, yeah, I want to be a doctor. That Dr. Huxtable was so cool. And the Cosby Show was so iconic. And then Jell-O and pudding, and you know, he was just, you know, iconic, and everybody loved him. He was America's dad. And then when allegations came out that he had drugged and assaulted women, it was devastating. But sadly, you know, many of our icons, you know, in the 80s, you know, had skeletons in the closet and accusations. And so it was one of those things where it didn't hit me as hard as I thought it would, because it's just, you know, sadly, as an adult, I'm like, look, you know, you could watch Sesame Street and think that, you know, they are just so innocent and all that. But once you close the door, you know, I mean, they're grown-ups. Grown-ups are going to be doing grown-up things. And unfortunately, some of these things might be, you know, typical grown-up things, and some of these things might be horrific. And so I didn't watch the cases as closely. And but you know, it was still startling. And you know, for any woman who's ever been assaulted, it's just not easy to listen to and not easy to take. So, you know, I wasn't as vested into everything that went on. I did meet him personally. I was running track at UNLV, and he was there. He was running. And this was in the 90s. And he looked at me, and he said, "Girl, you're white." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know, I know. You know, I don't get out in the sun too much." And I talked to him about his book. And then I just went on, and I did my thing. I was like, "He's a nice guy." And so, so he didn't try to pick me up, I don't think. You know, I thought it was really, really dapper, and you know, I was just so happy I got to speak to Bill Cosby. But that was about it. That was, you know, so apparently he had been given a 10-year sentence. And he was in a state prison near Philadelphia for the Andrea Constand accusation. And currently, he's 83 years old. That 10-year sentence, that his conviction has been now completely overturned, and he gets to leave. So he was charged in late 2015 when a prosecutor had some newly unsealed evidence, I guess. And Cosby had some damaging deposition from her lawsuit, and he was arrested, and it was right before the 12-year statute of limitations expired. They said the trial judge had allowed just one other accuser to testify at his first trial, and the jury had been deadlocked, but then he was allowed five other accusers to testify at the retrial about their experiences with Cosby in the 1980s. So then he ended up getting convicted. Today, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said that the testimony tainted the trial, even though a lower appeals court had found it appropriate to show a signature pattern of drugging and molesting women. And so Bill Cosby was one of the first celebrities that kind of spawned the Me Too movement, where somebody was not too big to be accused. You know, before that, you tried to accuse somebody of, you know, touching you or a star, you know, every court of public opinion, everybody loved that star, everybody loved that person. Now it changed. And then with Harvey Weinstein and, you know, people, nobody loved him. Yes, he was very powerful in media, but when some people felt that they could come out and they could say, look, this is what happened, it started to spawn the Me Too movement. So, the Joyces has voiced concern. This is the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, not just about the sexual assault case, but what they saw as the judiciary's increasing tendency to allow testimony that crosses the line into character attacks. They said the law allows the testimony only in limited cases, including to show a crime pattern so specific it serves to identify the perpetrator. So that's tough. I don't know how much of you guys kind of study law, but law is interesting. You don't want to sit there and have people just, you can't be name calling. Let's say in court. But if somebody is establishing a pattern of behavior, that could be admissible. So I don't know if you guys ever watched TV and somebody on the prosecutor defense goes, I object. And the judge goes, sustained. Or they go, I'll allow it. You know, like in A Few Good Men, if the judge did not allow a certain line of questioning, Tom Cruise couldn't have forced, oh my gosh, who's the guy? Oh my gosh, why can't I think Jack Nicholson? To say, you can't handle truth. So Bill Cosby, from what we understand, is going to be released after spending 2 to 3 years of his 10-year sentence. In the meantime, in more sexual harassment news, Fox News has agreed to pay $1 million fine. Fox News has been fined for allegations and a, quote, culture of pervasive sexual harassment and retaliation at the network, according to an investigation by New York City Commission on Human Rights. Now, they say the settlement is the first of its kind against a major news network by a civil rights enforcement agency. And as part of the settlement, the news channel agreed for the next 4 years to waive forced arbitration clauses in employee contracts related to workplace complaints. So we're going to talk about these arbitration clauses and some of the sexual harassment that sadly is in amongst these industries. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So sexual harassment allegations aren't anything new. Ryan Seacrest has been accused. Sylvester Stallone has been accused. Jamie Foxx, Morgan Freeman. Many powerful celebrities, Bill O'Reilly, it's an ongoing list. And it's something that, you know, we've spoken about on the show, Scott Baio. We've spoken about this on the show, and it's a very difficult conversation for anybody, because on one end, you know, anybody who's ever been assaulted, you know, been harassed, I mean, it's the most horrible feeling pressured, being fired for saying anything. You know, when I was harassed and assaulted, and there was no way I was going to say anything because I didn't want to get in trouble. I didn't want to get kicked out of school. I just didn't want the ramifications. And then on the other hand, you have people accusing others that falsely. And so you have a world that is just scared to death that because they are in a position of power, somebody could say, look, you said that to me, you assaulted me, you harassed me, all right, your life is over now. And so, you know, nobody wants to be falsely accused. Nobody wants to be harassed. And this is going to be, and it's going to be very, very difficult to, you know, within the courts, figure out the he said, she said. And the one thing I'm seeing, which is not going to be a very popular thing to say, is I think there's a very, very common behavior. Well, one is, okay, you have the obvious, where, I mean, that is just outright, you're giving people an ultimatum to sleep with you and or they get fired. Not cool. And those that sleep with the boss seem to be able to get the promotions. Okay, you have that obvious, right? And then you have the other obvious where, you know what, you're firing me? Why don't I claim this? You know, remember you said, I don't remember doing that. Well, you did, and now I'm going to go after you. So there's been that, you know, so those are the extremes. But what happens so commonly, and this is this gray area, which I think a lot of non-celebrity or outright obvious accusations, either side, either pendulum, don't fall onto, but can be created from, is the pool of the average guy-girl flirtation, guy-guy-girl-girl behavior that happens at work. Now, it can either be perceived as, oh, that was funny that you flirt with me, or it could be perceived as, this is just way too much. And it depends on if you like the person who's doing it or not. Now, if you want any sort of evidence of this, you know, or example, watch Below Deck. Below Deck is a series that is, I like the show, you know, because I like seeing the yachts. It's where rich people will charter a yacht, and the crew is expecting like a $20,000 tip. They make fun of the people sometimes on the yacht, which is not cool, which is why I'm never, ever going to charter a yacht, even if I had the money. And they, every season, start to flirt with each other or have dalliances. Some of them outright sleep with each other. Some don't. And every season, somebody's hooking up. And I know people say, yeah, well, that's just for TV. That's just for television. You know, I really think when you're in close quarters for 6 weeks, it happens. And so a lot of the discourse between them, I mean, that would be considered sexual harassment. Not only in 2021 terms, but even in 1980s and 90s terms. I can't say that stuff. And they do. And some of the girls giggle. Some of the guys giggle at what some of the girls say. And I'm like, whoa, wait a second. Any one of them now has on TV a clip of sexual harassment. That could be pretty dangerous. Why are they doing that on camera? Now, I guess they could say the producers put them up to it. But if it's supposed to be reality TV, I don't know how much of a defense that is. But there was one character where it was just too much. And the person complained to the captain. And it was creepy. And then that person wasn't on the camera a lot much anymore. And so this behavior happens. I've worked so many different arenas where, yeah, people will flirt, they'll ask you out, they'll make sexual innuendos, sexual jokes. And, you know, if you like the person and, you know, everybody's kind of joking and they're having fun, nobody says anything. But when it's somebody that somebody doesn't like, or if something bad happens or a breakup happens, that could turn bad. And the accuser can't really say they lied because the events did happen. And then the coworkers go, well, yeah, he made that joke. But we all laughed. We thought it was funny. I didn't think it was funny. But you laughed at the time. Well, I did that because I felt like my job was in jeopardy, which does happen too. Many times you'll laugh at something and kind of go with it because you're just trying to get through the day. So this medium, we still have a long way to go on the gray area. And so once there's a complaint, there's a snowball effect. Well, yeah, that person did this. That person was flirting with this person. This person was flirting. This person asked me out. This person leaned up against me. This person, you know, and I've had all of that happen. You know, somebody's kind of leaning into you. So you feel their pelvis. And you're like, really? You know, I mean, that. But I never complained because I was always worried about my job. And now, you know, when it does come to a head, they're like, well, you know, this person did this. Oh, well, you know, now there's, you know, so, there's good and bad in terms of what's good is behavior that should have never happened in the workplace and made people feel uncomfortable finally gets addressed because it really is very burdening when you are harassed. I tell you, no more. On the flip side, though, I wouldn't be surprised if the average person out there is like, you know what, then just, you know, separate the sexes so that I don't get accidentally accused. Now, I can't tell you how many times we're all taking a picture and I accidentally hit somebody or they accidentally hit me in the butt or the boob. It's like, sorry. It happens. If it's the wrong person at the wrong time, that's an accusation. He touched my boob. Look, a lot of people have touched my boob accidentally. I'm not gonna make a federal case of it. But there have been people doing it on purpose, and oh man, I wanted to beat the living crap out of them. So with what's going on with Fox, it's a little groundbreaking because this is New York City's Commission on Human Rights. This is like a government agency that is going after the media. Now, mind you, Fox News has had multiple allegations, multiple lawsuits. Roger Ailes, former anchors Bill O'Reilly and Henry have been accused of sexual misconduct. Ailes had built the network. And then he left in 2006 after Gretchen Carlson, a former Fox and Friends co-host, sued him for sexual harassment. Now, he died in 2017. But Fox News currently, in addition to the fine, the settlement, the commission says is the first of its kind against a major news network, forbids Fox from requiring mandatory arbitration over New York human rights claims for the next 4 years. Fox and its parent company are based in New York. Now, this mandatory arbitration, you see a lot because in many cases, and this isn't just in terms of media, in terms of medicine and all that, many people don't believe they're going to get a fair trial. They don't think that there's going to be a trial by their peers. They think there's going to be public opinion. So arbitration kind of eliminates much of the media attention, much of the, the court of public opinion, where each side appoints a judge. Each of those judges appoint a neutral judge. And that judge is the one that makes the decision. So it's allows less, public influence, but which shouldn't happen in a court, but it does. And so for them to say Fox can't do that, well, now that means it opens it up to public opinion. And if the public doesn't like Fox because of their political, you know, some of their stories and their anchors' political views, that could put them in, you know, that could really put them into some legal peril over the next 4 years. Now, Fox Media said, we are pleased to reach an amicable resolution for the legacy matter. This legacy matter, Fox News Media has already been in full compliance across the board, but cooperated with the Commission on Human Rights to continue enacting extensive preventive measures. So there might be some good in this, in more, you know, sexual harassment policy changes, but it will be interesting to see what happens in terms of future lawsuits. 1-877-DOC-DALIA. Don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials confirm four more bodies have been recovered at the site of the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade County Mayor saying that brings the death toll to 16, with 147 people unaccounted for. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's spoken to anxious family members and assured them they will keep searching until everyone is found. Democrats on the House Appropriations Committee released a proposal that would cut the Homeland Security budget for fiscal year 2022 by nearly $1 billion. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick criticizes those cuts on Fox News.
These people are just crazy. I mean, to think that we have 2 million that we're going to apprehend this year crossing the border compared to about 400,000 last year, and they want to cut Border Patrol and ICE?
And you're listening to USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats will not take up the Senate's bipartisan infrastructure agreement until a budget reconciliation bill is passed in tandem.
That particular version, as it is something that we would take up once we see what the budget parameters are of the budget bill that the Senate will pass.
Republicans in favor of the bipartisan infrastructure agreement are no fan of the highly partisan reconciliation bill. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is meeting with his German counterpart for a ceremony at the Pentagon. The secretary saying the United States supports Germany's mission to try and maintain peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region.
We see your commitment again as Germany plans its naval deployment to the Indo-Pacific region. This deployment demonstrates Germany's commitment to projecting stability in an area of fierce strategic competition.
USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you are landlords. Some of you, your only income is your rental properties. And then some of you, you still don't have a job after 15, 20 months after what happened with the pandemic. And you are hoping that you don't have to be kicked out of your home and be homeless. So it's a very controversial, very hot topic on eviction moratoriums. And the CDC extended an eviction moratorium until the end of July. Supreme Court was supposed to weigh in on this to stop it now that the pandemic has eased up and landlords are in dire need of their rent. It's been an absolute mess, which we're going to talk about in a second. But the Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, declined to stop the federal moratorium on evictions. So it will still continue into July. I understand why they did this, but it is a little head-scratching. So the High Court ruled 5-4, but Justice Brett Kavanaugh, that ruled against the moratorium, said, oh yeah, he thought the ban was illegal. But because it was scheduled to expire soon, he didn't end or vote to end the temporary ban on evictions. As you know, the moratorium on evictions was put in place due to the financial hardship of the COVID-19 pandemic. And why the CDC was involved is they said if people were evicted, that would be a public health crisis because they wouldn't have a home. They'd be out in the cold. They'd be out in the heat. They wouldn't have a roof over their head. So that would be a public health crisis. Stop the eviction. So that's how the CDC was able to be involved. CDC Director Dr. Michelle Walensky said in a statement that the pandemic had presented historic challenges and that keeping people in their homes and out of crowded settings like shelters will help stop the spread of the virus. She's right in that respect. The problem is where's the landlord financial assistance? Now, in California, they claim that they are going to pay every landlord what was owed. Most other landlords still didn't recuperate what they lost. Now, the Biden administration extended the moratorium through the end of July. A U.S. district court in May ruled that the CDC exceeded its authority, but the judge put his order on hold. The Supreme Court on Tuesday declined to lift that hold. So Kavanaugh, who you would have thought would have kind of sided with the other justices, said that he did think it was illegal. He did think the CDC exceeded its authority. But, which again is kind of odd for a justice, but they do this. Just like Chief Justice Roberts kind of said, look, you know, the Obamacare is unconstitutional, but if you tweak it, make it a tax, it can fly. So Kavanaugh kind of did something similar, saying, look, the CDC plans to end in a few weeks. Those weeks will allow for the distribution of rental assistance funds that have been approved by Congress. So he's thinking, look, even though it's illegal, that extra time is going to allow landlords to get their benefits. Now, I would think the landlord should get the benefits and the rental assistance anyway. But he says that he believes Congress is going to need to act through legislation if the CDC planned to extend it past July 31st. So that next question is if it's illegal, why does he think Congress then he basically said, yeah, but Congress could allow it still through legislation. That's kind of why the Supreme Court was brought in. Does the government have this authority? Now, some people believe they do. You don't want a bunch of people evicted from their homes not having a place to live. But on the flip side, is it fair for a government to tell somebody who's a homeowner or owns an apartment building, you have to eat it? So I would have used this opportunity as the Supreme Court to put some guidelines as to how an eviction moratorium is legal, where you can ban somebody from kicking that person out of their house if you, the next day as Congress, put money immediately into that landlord's account to cover that rent. Then, it's a win-win. Person doesn't get kicked out of the apartment. Landlord keeps the is able to make money. But the way the eviction moratorium happened was that you're on your own. You can, after the moratorium, collect all past due rent. You can even assess fees. Landlords, you can assess fees. Late fees, it's fine. You will get your money. Yeah, well, last March turned into a year and then turned into 15, 16 months. Who has 16 months of back rent? So, Kavanaugh concurred with the decision that kept the moratorium in place with Sonia Sotomayor, Stephen Breyer, Elena Kagan, and Chief Justice John Roberts. Clarence Thomas, Sam Alito, Neil Gorsuch, Amy Coney Barrett would have granted the application to remove the stay, which would have stopped the moratorium. Now, it's 6.4 million American households by the end of this March were behind on the rent, according to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. As of June 7th, 3.2 million people in the U.S. said they faced eviction in the next 2 months. So what's happening here? Well, I mean, if you're a landlord and you had somebody that didn't pay you for 16 months and you are praying for the pandemic to end so you could finally start bringing in income. And mind you, many people, that's their income. I mean, it's not just rich people having a home and having a tenant. It is such a pain in the butt to manage a property and to be a landlord that it's like a full-time job for some. So they need, the second they are allowed to collect rent, somebody in there that's going to pay rent. And with the housing shortage, there are people waiting to rent that place. But other things that are happening to these houses is some of these people are leaving them a complete disaster, a complete mess, having obscenities on the walls, fixtures broken. When you're a landlord, you collect a security deposit, which is about 1 month, right? And you collect that 1 month just in case you have to do any painting, replace some carpet. It doesn't cover it. And actually, you might have a security deposit, and then you might also have like a cleaning fee and some other fees. That's not 16 months worth. I think one person assessed 50 grand in damages on their house. So I don't assume that anybody not paying rent is trashing the house. They're living in it. We're assuming they're going to want the lights to work and the power to work. But the most dangerous moment, which we're going to talk about, the most dangerous moment is those people that are about to leave. In certain states where eviction moratoriums are starting to be lifted, that's the time where they're like, I'm out of here. And you can't go in and protect your property. Now, there should be, penalties such as vandalism, destruction of property. But again, I mean, the courts are going to be backlogged forever. So, it's interesting to just if Kavanaugh thought it was illegal and he had ruled with the others, they could have then redefined, just like they did with Obamacare, how to make this happen. We want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how in California, they're seeing a significant increase in flea-borne typhus cases. We're going to talk about typhus in a sec. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a little bit of good news. According to the World Health Organization, China is free of malaria. For China to eliminate malaria, that's a pretty big effort. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't think this is kind of the time for people to rejoice and revel in China's scientific achievements, especially with what happened with COVID, but it is a big deal. After a decades-long effort drive and an estimated annual toll of 30 million cases in the 1940s, including 300,000 deaths, they were able to get it all the way to zero. Along the way, China, they said, developed new surveillance techniques, medicines, technologies to break the cycle of transmission between the Anopheles mosquitoes that spread malaria parasites to humans. So anti-malaria efforts started back in the 50s, according to Science Magazine, with programs to distribute anti-malarial medicines to people at risk, reduce mosquito breeding grounds, and spray insecticides. China launched a program to identify new malaria drugs in the late 60s. As part of that effort, they said pharmaceutical chemist Chu Yaoyu screened traditional Chinese medicine concoctions for compounds active against malaria, eventually isolating artemisinin from sweet wormwood. Now, artemisinin became a key compound in the frontline drugs that we use now against malaria. In fact, Chu won a Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine in 2015. So China was also among the countries pioneering the use of insecticide-treated nets in the 1980s. I'm not a big fan of spraying the atmosphere with insecticide. I don't like that. But I do like the idea of putting up these nets and the insecticide being on those so that at least we're not breathing it in. But annual case numbers apparently dropped over the years, reaching roughly 5,000 annually in the late 1990s. In 2012, the country initiated a push to eliminate malaria with a 137 strategy. So local health facilities were given one day to report a malaria diagnosis, 3 days to investigate the case, 7 days to implement countermeasures. I've never seen anything in America work that fast. Wow. In recent years, Chinese scientists have developed genetics-based approaches to track drug resistance and to distinguish indigenous cases from imported ones. So World Health Organization is actually applauding China. Now, they say China is the 40th country, not the first, to be certified malaria-free, but they are the most populous one. The last three countries awarded the same status were El Salvador, Algeria, and Argentina. So, El Salvador, that happened this February, Algeria and Argentina both in 2019. Who knows? Maybe COVID had an issue with this, I don't know. But, I've spoken to people about this. We know that China does a lot of scientific research, medical research. Germany did. Most of our advancements in America came from Germany in the 1800s. And so countries, Russia, they have scientists there working 24/7 under some pretty, pretty rougher conditions than we do to get things figured out. And so good for them. I think that's great. It's just, I hope this wasn't, a World Health Organization does seem to be a fan of China a lot. And so, right now we kind of need all hands on deck figuring out what the heck happened with coronavirus. Meanwhile, we're dealing with a little other issue, typhus. Apparently in Long Beach, California, they have seen a significant increase in the number of flea-borne typhus cases reported in the first half of 2021. The flea-borne illness, caused by fleas, can cause fever, chills, headache, sometimes pretty severe illness. Now, they said it was first introduced in the area in 2006. I would think typhus was there before that. But now the bacterial illness is endemic to Long Beach. And health officials say the number of cases reported thus far are more than double what they normally are. The officials noted that the increase is not specific to one geographical location in Long Beach, but it is supposed to be rare. The illness is transmitted to humans when bacteria enters the skin through scratching following a bite from an infected flea. But most patients do not recall actually being bitten. Now you're going to love this one. The fleas poop when they feed. So then when you scratch it, the poop can be rubbed into the bite wound and other breaks in the skin. Now you get infection. On top of that, according to Fox News, people can also breathe in the infected flea poop, rub it into their eyes. It is not supposed to be spread from person to person, but it's these fleas. So rats, cats, dogs, raccoons, possums can carry the fleas into or near their homes. Animals are not supposed to get sick from typhus, but your dogs and your kitties could give it to you. Most people do recover completely, but what's good about this is because it's a bacteria, we have antibiotics. So you know how when you were little, you get a rash and everybody said, don't scratch your rash. And you're like, what is the big deal? Why can't I scratch it? Well, because you could spread the rash. Yeah, you might spread the rash, but, if the flea bite isn't what gets you, but scratching it and getting the poop into the scratch, that's why we don't scratch. In a news release posted Tuesday, health officials included tips to help reduce the risk of contracting it, which included treating pet dogs and cats regularly for fleas. Officials also advise against leaving pet food outdoors, avoiding debris and overgrown vegetation, storing trash in cans with secure lids, and applying an EPA-registered insect repellent. They also warn not to provide food and water to wild animals, because then the wild animals will come in and bring their fleas. So, they say in Long Beach, each typhus case requires the patient to be interviewed by an epidemiologist to determine exposures and conduct education. Cases are then referred to the vector control program, with visits to the homes where individual cases have occurred and their surrounding neighborhood to provide recommendations and education on how to avoid fleas in the home. So, you know, how clean is your house? I know some of you are like, I clean it. It is clean. Really? I mean, I did some cleaning this weekend, and I came across a scorpion. I finished cleaning the kitchen, but man, was it in double time. Because I didn't know when I was going to run into the next bark scorpion, which is venomous, dangerous. And so I have dogs and cats. I take pride in having a bunch of rescue cats. I take pride in taking care of my animals, making them feel loved, making them feel like they have a home, cuddling with them. But I don't know what crap they bring in. Now, Long Beach is not that far away from Vegas. And so, you know, this typhus is caused by this rickettsial bacteria. And, you know, we might have some dust in the house. We might have, you know, we might think we're sweeping and things like that. You know, I think we really need to be a much better job cleaning things. And I don't want us to be, you know, I don't want us to, you know, live in a bubble. I think, you know, being exposed to, you know, the outside environment, our environments, to strengthen our immune system. But man, when you see some of this stuff, louse-borne typhus, murine typhus, scrub typhus, and you see these outbreaks, especially in places of poverty, poor sanitation, close human contact, if you are able to have a home that you can clean, and you're able to get some cleaning products, and you're able to, you know, try to prevent some infectious disease, go for it. Because these are the types of things that we don't usually see, you know, and unfortunately, we might, because we've been living in our house, and not a lot of people have been coming over to the house, so you're like, you know what, I don't think I have to sweep every day, I don't think I have to clean things every day, I think we've been getting a little lazy. Just something to think about. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life.
When you volunteer with DLN's Donated Dental Services Program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.